Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Central College President Mark Putnam and Athletics Director Eric Van Clay join us on today's program to discuss the completion of the expansion phase of the Forever Dutch Initiative. First, President Putnam.
Well, Mark, a very special day here at Central College. First of all, what does it mean to get to this point to be able to celebrate the opening of the expansion of Kuiper Gymnasium?
You know, there are certain moments in the life of an institution like this that are defining of both its past and its future. And it feels like that in this moment, that we can celebrate something that has come to us over a 50-year period and now set a course that really propels it forward for decades to come. That's really satisfying for our community, to know that we have built on a great, great legacy and have created the opportunity for the future.
And a part of this gift, and you just got done taking a photo with the Kuiper family, we're able to honor Joan, who recently passed away, with the new atrium and everything. What does it mean to have the Kuipers here today, as they were obviously one of the biggest donors to this project, and obviously the building's named after them?
The family legacy is remarkable, and so to extend the reach of that into the next generation is really important for us. Joan was the embodiment of the deepest values held by the college and by the family, and she was the connecting point for all of this. So the lead gift she and other members of the family put together to help with this project has made the difference in us finding success here. So what I think we see in Joan's life and experience is part of what this building represents, the deepest values we have for students.
And then, of course, this portion of the building really has a special meaning for the athletes of the past, including the Hall of Honor and many All-Americans that have been honored here. What does it mean for the college to recognize not only the best athletes that were here, many of them were some of the best students?
The Hall of Honor is called as it is an honor, not a Hall of Fame. And that's a very deliberate thing, because those who are selected for the Hall of Honor end up there because of their athletic achievements, but because of their life achievements. So you don't qualify unless you've done something good in the world. And that is, again, the Division III philosophy that we represent, of knowing that these folks are student athletes, and as alumni they represent that as well. So this space is really honoring to their great commitment as student athletes.
Today, a day of reflection, but there's always a look towards the future. And the next portion of this project will be underway fundraising-wise and construction-wise coming soon. What is really next now for the Kuiper Gymnasium and this entire athletics complex?
Right, so we will have to work through the building section by section now that we've added to the facility 33,000 square feet and we've redone the entire mechanical infrastructure. We need to build into that now. So the existing complex will be renovated in parts as we go through, and we'll continue to raise support for that.
And how can people help?
They can help by making donations to Forever Dutch. So please contact us. You can go on our website and find a Forever Dutch link and give to support a great program.
And now Athletics Director Eric Van Clay.
Well, Eric, a very exciting day here for Central College and the entire school as you have now officially opened the expansion portion of the Kuiper Gymnasium. First of all, what does this day mean to the overall scope of the program?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, we've said over and over again with the Forever Dutch, it's not just a game changer, it's a life changer. And this so significantly enhances our ability to keep serving our students and student athletes and just impacting the young people that we work with. So just a monumental day that is very, very exciting that we're so grateful to celebrate.
And they were here today, of course. They had one of the biggest gifts that contributed to this expansion project. What did it mean to have them here to be able to see this wonderful new space?
What's so unique about it is the better part of a century relationship with that family and the greater Pella Corp, you know, corporation and Central College. You know, we would not be the college we are with not only their family, but the relationship with them more broadly. And for them to be able to celebrate that and the unbelievable life that that Joan lived and just the lasting legacy, I think, is just a testament to the values of their family and really, really means a lot to us.
Describe to our listeners briefly the new space that was opened up today.
Yeah, so with the expansion phase, it's the addition to the south, which is the upper level atrium, now named after Joan, which is so extremely special, the lower level lobby, and then everything to the west, the locker room space, the team rooms, the wrestling room, student lounge, just a lot of neat spaces that we encourage people in the listening audience and community to come take a look at. You know, it's open to the public. We want community members to come take a look at it. It's such a neat space. And we also hope it's something that we can offer to various community events, be that, high school events with Pelham, Pella Christian, or more broadly than that. But very excited about the opportunities.
And this is phase one of two that you're hoping to get through. What's the status coming up on the renovation portion of things?
Yeah, so we now make a pivot and we go from the expansion phase to the renovation phase, which is basically the total renovation of the whole rest of the building, which I greatly appreciate the leadership and guidance of our board in that, but we hope to get to that over the next year or two with our fundraising efforts and building efforts that will only continue to enhance this special building.
Once again, that was Central College Athletics Director Eric Van Clay and President Mark Putnam talking about the latest surrounding the Forever Dutch Initiative. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.